I dreamed I died and went down to hillbilly Hades. And who do you suppose the doorman was, standing there with a pitchfork in his hand ready to greet me? Why, it was none other than America's most beloved cowboy, the one and only Tex Ritter. Old Tex took me by the hand and he spoke to me in a voice so gentle. And he said to me, he said, "Come in, you mangy scalawag. Bill, you've been a mighty mean boy up there on earth. But before I send it you, take the shovel and put another ton of coal on the fire. Get the temperature up to 16 million degrees, and I'll show you around your new home where you'll spend eternity. Oh, what a warm, sizzling night." Old Tex said, "Step over this way just a few feet. There's some of your other buddies I'm sure you'll want to greet." I turned around and as quick as a flash, standing there in front of me was Johnny Cash. Minnie Pearl was passing out roasted chicken, and standing side by side amidst all the action was Charlie Pride and Wanda Jackson. I tiptoed through the brimstone, I slipped and I staggered, looked down at my feet, and there lay old Merle Haggard in hillbilly Hades. Oh, what a terrible sight. Well, old Tex handed me a long piece of chalk, about as long as Roy Acuff's yo-yo string. He says, "You see that great long stepladder made out of red-hot pokers? Start climbing, boy, and write down as many of your sins as you can possibly remember committing up there on earth." Well, I scribbled down the name Marvin Rainwater. That's Hank Snow with hard feelings, you know. I wrote down about the time that Marvin and I got inebriated and fell off the stage of a famous nightclub up in Paul Bunyan country. I wrote down about the time that I sold Bill Anderson an old beat-up amplifier for $80 and it exploded on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. I got almost to the top of this ladder and something stepped on my hand. I looked up to see what it was, and it was George Jones coming down for another box of chalk. Yes, I dreamed I was there in the hillbilly Hades. Oh, what a night.